Masechtas Demayin, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Gimel. The Mishnahs here, Gimel and Dalet, are both going to be discussing more leniencies found by Demai as opposed to regular produce that's Tevel. Tevel is produce that the Trumas and Maisers have not been taken off yet. And Demai is questionable whether the Amaharts, the unlearned person, took off the Maiser. And even still, even though the Rabbanan required you to give Maiser a second time, but there's leniencies. So regarding Tevel, one is not allowed to eat it, for sure, and he's also not allowed to use it in ways that it's going to be used up or destroyed. He can't feed it to his animals. He can't use it as fuel. But by Demai, there's leniencies. The Mishnah says, Halakeach lezera. If someone buys seeds for planting, or labehema, to feed his animals, or kemach la'iris, he buys flour to work on leathers, to soften the leather. Shemen laneri, buys oil not to eat or smear on himself, but to use for lighting, for a lamp, for light. Shemen lasach bayas akelim, or oil to put on his kelim, to lubricate his utensils, he puts oil on them. In all these cases, patur min ha'demai, it's exempt from the demai halachas, he does not have to give ma'aser off of them. These uses, he's not eating them, he's not deriving direct physical pleasure from these things, so he's not required to take off ma'aser from them in these cases. Another leniency, the Mishnah says, Mikizib lehalan, from the place, the city of Kizib, which is in northern Eretz Yisrael, and lehalan, and further north, that area is patur min ha'demai, is exempt from demai. That area is only considered Eretz Yisrael, lenient regarding Trumas and Maisers, only Midrabanan, because after they returned, after Galus Babel, they were not Mekadosh that part of Eretz Yisrael, they didn't sanctify it, and only Midrabanan, rabbinically, does it have a status of Eretz Yisrael. So regarding Demai, they were Mekel, they were lenient, and they said that produce that was purchased there, first of all, you can assume that it was grown there, and second of all, it doesn't have the halachas of Demai. You don't have to take Maaser off again. Mishnah continues. Chala, and here's a list of things that are things that have a Kedusha to them, and therefore we assume that the Amaharts took off the proper Maaser because he's more careful with these things because they have a Kedusha. Chalas Amaharts, the Chala, this is the mitzvah of Chala that's separated from the dough that belongs to Amaharts, as well as Vahamiduma, which is a mixture of Truma and Chulin. Things that are Truma have a Kedusha, and Chulin, which is regular standard produce mixed together. So this mixture has a Kedusha to it. Vahalakuach Vakesef Maiser Sheni. And any food that was purchased with money that had Maiser Sheni Kedusha in Yerushalayim, so this food also has a Kedusha. Ushiari HaMenachis, the leftovers from the Menachis, the meal offerings, there were flour and oil brought in the base of Mikdash. So all these foods are patur min ha'demai. You're exempt from demai because these things you can rely that even the Amaharts took Maaser off of these. Now the Mishnah brings a machlekes regarding shemen arev. If you have fragrant oil, there's oil that's, it smells good, but it's not eaten and it's not smeared on the body. It's just for smelling. Beishamei mechayvim, Beishamei requires it to take off Maaser, and he requires the halachas of demai, you have to take Maaser off of it. Well, Beisol paitrim, Beisol says that no, it's exempt, he's not using it for eating or smearing on his body, and that's not enough of a use, personal benefit use, to require the halachas of demai, one to take off Maaser. Mishnah Dalet continues with these leniencies. Hadmai, regarding demai, ma'arvin bite, you can use it to make an eruv. So this is referring to two different types of eruv. Eruv tchumen, where someone can use the food by placing it somewhere. Eruv Shabbos, he can use this food to allow him to walk 2,000 amas distance from where that food is. So it can extend the amount that he's able to walk on Shabbos, the area, the distance that he can walk in. Also, eruv chatzeris, where it's merging two private properties that are adjacent to each other to carry from one to another. So the food is used in that process. You would not be able to use tavel, which is produce that definitely has not been taken off Trumas and Maisers, but demai is more makel, you can use that. It's more lenient. Umishtafen bayi could be used also for a sheet of mevais, which is similar to Erev Chatzeres. It's a merging of courtyards between a hallway that runs through them And that also is done with food, and you can use demai as opposed to tavo. Umavarchan alavin, if someone eats it, even though he's not supposed to eat it without taking off meiser, but if he does, he should make a bracha on it. Umizamnan alav, and he should make a zimun. If he eats with three people, they should join together to make a zimun, which these halachas would not apply to regular tavo. Umafrishan, I say arm, he can separate the demai. When he takes off meiser, he can separate it unclothed, even though he's not dressed, because he doesn't need to make a bracha when he separates it. It's not like regular tavala. When he separates the meiser, he makes a bracha, and then he would need to be dressed properly. And also bein hashmashes, he can take off meiser during bein hashmashes, the in-between time between Friday day and Shabbos night, that in-between twilight period, even though you can't take off trumas and meisers on Shabbos because it's fixing the status of the produce, which is usher to do so on Shabbos. But bein hashmashes, which is the in-between time, they were makel on demai that it was allowed to be fixed by taking off the meiser during that time, Erev Shabbos. Then the Mishnah continues. There's a process to how the trumas and meisers were supposed to be taken off. They needed to be taken off in the correct order, the meiser rishon before the meiser sheni, and so on and so forth. And in order to be able to say vidui ha-meiser, which was a declaration made twice during the Shemitah cycle, it was made at the end of the Pesach on the fourth year and on the seventh year, and he would declare that he took off all the trumas and meisers and he did it properly. And it had to have been done in the right order in order to make this declaration. However, by demai, there's a leniency. Vim hiktim meiser sheni l'rishon. If he did it out of order, he took off meiser sheni before meiser rishon. Ein b'kach klum, that's not a problem regarding demai. We're more lenient, and he can still recite the vidui meiser at the right time and say that he did a good enough job because we're lenient when it comes to demai. The last part of the Mishnah says shemen hagardi. Shemen shagardi sachbet spaisav. The oil that a weaver smears on his fingers to protect his fingers and to lubricate as he's working with the strings as he's weaving. This is chai b'demai. He is obligated in the halachas of demai to take off meiser, because by smearing it on his hands, smearing it on his body is enough of a direct physical pleasure that requires him to take off meiser. V'shaserik nesin b'tzemer. But the oil that the person who combs the wool puts in the wool to make it easier to comb, that's pacher min hadmai. There he's not getting physical pleasure with his body from this oil, and so that what's put into the wool to make it easier to comb doesn't have the lachas of demai. He does not have to take off meiser from that.